B'tochen for life, shir number 90, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Nosai. We are discussing the benefits of achieving a Yeshua through B'tochen. So the truth is, there is a much more powerful benefit than we have discussed till now. And that is based on a concept that comes from Rabbi Saul Salanter, and the Alter from Nevardik says it in his Sefer, and the truth is that it is a very logical concept. So the point is like this. Let's say, for example, a person is a very stressed out person, and he's constantly under pressure. So then he works on his bitachin, and now he's calm, and now he doesn't have the stress anymore. Or, let's say a person is going through a tzara, Rachmana Litzlan, and he has bitachin, and he gets a yeshua, and now he doesn't have that tzara anymore. So on one hand, Baruch Hashem, he got out of his problem. But on the other hand, one can say that a person's problems gives a person kaparas avinus and increases a person's gan eden. So maybe a person is better off with his problems and his emotional stresses than now that he doesn't have that and he's missing all that kapara that we discussed. And he's missing all those benefits in gan eden that a person gets when he, Rachmana Litzlan, gets pain and yisurim in olam hazeh. So how do we approach this? So the answer is, it depends. If a person removes his tzara in a natural way, so now he doesn't have a tzara anymore, so he doesn't get the benefits, so to speak, of having a tzara, and therefore he just doesn't have his tzara, and that's it. But if a person achieves it through bitachon, which is a mitzvah, that a person is supposed to be calm, and a person is supposed to have bitachon in Hashem, that Hashem will save him from his tzaras, so then the reason why the tzara is not here is because he fulfilled the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wanted him to have bitachon. So such a person can't lose out. He can't be worse off because he got rid of his tzara or he got rid of his stress through bitachon. So what do we have? We have a person who has a Baruch Hashem, a very calm life, and Baruch Hashem, he doesn't have a tzara. But the Ribbono Shel Olam considers it as if he had the emotional stress and he had the tzara, because he got rid of it through bitachon, which is a mitzvah. And he can't be worse off than somebody else that's experiencing it that didn't have the proper bitachon. So it comes down an amazing thing. When a person is naturally stressed, so his life was supposed to be a life full of stress and pressure. And that brings a person kaparas avinus. And when he comes to Shemayim, he's going to get rid of his averis because of the stress that he experienced. But if a person worked on his bitachin, so now he doesn't have that stress. So in his mind, he Baruch Hashem had a beautiful life without any stress. But when he comes to Shemayim, they're going to give him schar as if he had a life full of stress. Because the only reason why he got rid of his stress was through the power of bitachin. And that was a mitzvah, so he can't be worse off than if he wouldn't have gotten rid of the stress. This is an amazing idea, that if a person gets rid of an emotional tzara, or a physical tzara, through bitachon he gains on both ends. On one hand, he has a tremendous chus of bitachon. On the other hand, he doesn't have the tzara. And what's even more important is that we look at it as if he experienced the tzara, and therefore we view it as if he, Rachmana Litzlan, had a life full of tzaras, full of emotional stresses, even though he never felt it and he never experienced it. How did he achieve this? All through the tremendous power of working on our bitachon.